Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Today we're going to be talking more about what I describe as body power, wellness power. This is so important. There is so much conflict going on today relative to health care. There is confusion. We have some major issues that we're dealing with. And my guest today is Lou Paradise. His company is Topical Biomedics. And this is a man who is very much committed to making this wellness environment something that people can achieve. We are going to be talking today about an issue that is exceedingly important, and it has to do with drugs. It has to do with things that are going on. More and more information is coming out, and Lou Paradise is one of those individuals that takes a positioning where we must be informed so that we can implement changes in our own lives, being examples for others. Lou Paradise, welcome to the show.
Well, Donna, as always, it's an extraordinary privilege and pleasure for me to be here with you. You know how incredibly selective you are on what and who you bring on the air to have your audience well-informed and empowered. My hat is off to you, and with lots of respect for all you do, and it's a privilege to be here today. Thank you so much.
Lou, you have been involved in the wellness industry, especially in dealing with relieving people of pain because of your own personal experiences. But I know you have a very strong passion about helping people understand that we've really got to do something about health care. And one of the items you wanted to discuss today was the fact that our health care system obviously is broken. I have had some recent experiences with a close family member, and there's just been so many of my clients that are going through challenges like this, and there is real, real concern, and people are very confused. Do you think the system can be improved? Where is it overloaded, as if it isn't overloaded in just about every capacity? But, Lou, what can people start thinking about? This is something you're involved with every day in your business.
You know, and it's true. You know, we have one of the things that probably has been a blessing for us as a good facilitator and moderator of these issues. You know, yes, we do. We are one of the leaders in research of natural medicines, developing products and natural medicines for pain relief that has helped tremendously with doctors and patients coming to understand we do have an opportunity to make better health choices. When we continue to look at the overall amount of overprescription of many, many products in the United States, you know, this isn't to throw the rocks at the pharmaceutical community, even though I do have my issues with them, and probably a lot of folks in your audience do as well. But I think what it tells us is our society is willing to kind of desire to have that instant fix, you know, that instant repair, that instant let the pain go away. I don't care what kind of price I have to pay later. Just get rid of this stuff and help me here. And I think that the problem has always been, you know, when I think about, you know, 200 years ago, let's say. And 200 years ago, I mean, everybody had to take care of themselves. There was really nothing, you know, that you can go to even a pharmacy. And certainly doctors had very, very little in their bag to be able to help you other than the smart, prudent things. Are you going to get enough? Are you drinking enough water, for goodness sakes? Are you getting enough food? Is, you know, stress and things that you're not able to deal with. All the issues that happen to people in general have an accumulative effect. So a lot of the simple things that we've forgotten about or abandoned or maybe just never knew are causing the individual person to fall into a state of disrepair and then they go to the medical doctor whose intent, I believe, is to help. I mean, most people went to medical school to really help people, but the model they have to work in terms of basically pharmaceutical as opposed to the intuitive side, has caused lots of doctors and patients not only be frustrated, but to get the diagnosis is wrong, to get the wrong medication, to get the wrong protocols because there's no real health therapy. I mean, when you take a look at just the average stuff that people take for pain and something that we do, whether it's Advil, Motrin, Aleve, Tylenol, or worse, Percocet, Percodet, Lorset, Vicodin, OxyContin, all these are chemicals. You know, if you have a state of disrepair in your health, you can't poison yourself, which unfortunately these products do. That's what is known as side effects, that the chemicals poison the body so that robust health and regaining your health is never possible taking that first approach. This isn't to say that if you're in an automobile accident that some of that stuff might even be a benefit to you or help you until you get over crisis care, but the system fails because it doesn't understand prevention, it doesn't understand educational empowerment, and it doesn't understand how to really relate the empowerment that people need before they even go to the doctor, let alone how the doctor can encourage people to take a more proactive lifestyle choice if indeed they were trained and understood how to do that. More of them are starting to, but it is very, very small percentage. And so there's a lot to be done in basic 101 kind of stuff in order to get us to baseline before we can actually solve this bigger problem.
Lou, something that affected our family personally was, again, someone that's very close to me. When they went through a very critical health issue, and this was just within the last month, they were given a bunch of prescriptions, and the side effect of one of these prescriptions, which one of the prescriptions was almost $700 just for the one prescription, and I know some of my listeners are going to say, boy, can I relate to that, Aunt Lulu or Uncle Harry, this is what happened, their medical bills, their prescription costs are $1,500 a month. Well, this is the first time it's ever affected our family this way, just with this one prescription. And the individual almost didn't fill that prescription because it was $700. And what happened is the individual ended up getting a very bad case of hives, and it was just really, really bad. They were itching so intensely that it was almost unbearable. It was from the inside out. Well, they happened to see an ad on television about this particular prescription that they had been given. And one of the things that they roll at the, you know, while they're running the commercial, and the commercial looks so beautiful, and they're saying, don't do this because you're going to have liver problems, kidney problems, your leg's going to fall off. I mean, by the time they get through reading what the side effects are going to be from taking of the medicine, it's enough to scare anybody half to death. Well, this individual was watching this commercial about this product that he was taking, and what happened is they said, if you break out in hives, you stop it immediately.
Wow.
Well, by golly, we discussed it. That's it. Stop it right now. As it turned out, the individual went to the physician that they have come to really have a lot of respect for, and the physician first said, don't ever buy a prescription that costs you that much, period, because there is something else that can replace it. And number two, you were smart. You stopped it. And I thought, my goodness, this is really interesting. So you have this scenario, and I can't really blame the doctors because they don't have a degree in pharmacology. They're not chemists. They're physicians. They're surgeons. They're doing, so many of them are so talented in many ways. But the chemistry with the body is so complex, and when you're combining with this individual, they had four or five prescriptions. I've known of people that have gotten 14. I talked to a woman whose mother was on 32 prescriptions.
Oh, goodness gracious.
When you have that, all of this compound, chemical compound, this is really a challenge. So, how does someone deal with this? How does someone deal with all of these medications? You go in and patients will say, hey, I'm having these side effects. They're ignored. What can someone do? I mean, having a patient advocate is very good. But they look at people saying, "You're not. You don't know what you're talking about. We're the doctors. You don't know what you're talking about." What would you recommend for people?
Well, you know, one of the things that's probably a caveat in here also for people to recognize and realize is what you said about doctors aren't pharmacologists. They don't have the background. They really don't. They very unfortunately, and this is pretty scary, have to rely on the salesperson from the pharmaceutical company for the information about a specific product that they're bringing into practice, as opposed to reading a study or getting consensus. Now, a lot of our advanced docs they refuse to see those people, and they will only go based on what they're actually looking at. But most important thing, before things start getting crazy, questions that people should be asking their doctor. Doctor, if I have a specific issue that requires a prescription, why is this particular prescription better than something else in the same class? How long should I be on this prescription, and what are the goals? And what lifestyle changes should I make in order for me to really do the other part? Because when prescription drugs really started to come out, most doctors at the time were saying, here's the lifestyle things you need to change while we have you on a therapeutic window for a few months on this particular drug. Once you either reduce your weight or whatever the case may be, or your cholesterol levels come down, then we're going to get you off these medicines. But we're going to take just this therapeutic dose, and that's all we're going to do. Nobody asks the doctor, is there a natural way? Is there something else I can do more conservatively to help myself than taking this particular prescription? Or, doctor, what kind of side effects do I need to worry about? And if I have them, what do I do? You know, that one about the hives, if it's prevalent enough that it's mentioned on those kinds of ads, then the doctor's office and or oftentimes the pharmacist, the one that really, really have a fabulous role in oftentimes educating the patient. And I think the most insidious thing that happens, very unfortunately, if you take a look at those pharmaceutical ads and we all look at them and say, how in the world can anybody take any of those? Is because they know they've got that picture or that video that you want to aspire to whatever they're showing you is going to happen once you take this particular product. And in the thing, they're going to mention every single terrible thing that's going to happen to you along the way, and you wonder if people are listening or not. It's a strong, when people are desperate, Donna, as you know,
absolutely,
they will reach for these kinds of things. And a lot of folks don't realize the drug companies are intentionally doing these disclaimers on air to shift responsibility from them to you for any injury you may have. So when we look at these kinds of issues, the very first thing people should say is, wait a minute, there's a whole litany of questions I should ask myself, let alone my doctor, so I know that if I'm going to be taking a prescription medicine, I really know why, and I know he or she is absolutely, totally convinced. We have a plan. It's got to be a time frame. It can't be forever. And that's what happens. I mean, we've had people who we've known in our own family who have been taking, I come over the house, and of course they always ask me these questions, and I'm, you know, I give them the information to go back to the doctor with, go back to the pharmacist with. I said, did they tell you you were only supposed to be on this product for no more than 6 months? And here it is, you know, 3 years later, and this person's still on a particular pharmaceutical. Anybody on 32 pharmaceuticals that isn't a transplant, you know, and transplant heart and lungs and kidneys and livers and stuff, those folks may have a real legitimate anti-rejection kind of thing. Other than that, nobody should ever be on that many drugs, ever, because you can't tell the difference between what your ailment is causing in symptoms or what the products are causing in symptoms, and that is a very sad state of affairs here in the United States.
And that really is. I can reflect upon a story that one of my clients told me. She was a woman, her husband was in his 70s at the time, and they were sitting at the breakfast table, and he had had some kind of an internal problem, his bladder or something else. And she said, he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, his face goes right into his cereal bowl. She said, I couldn't believe it. He just went plop, just lost consciousness, face in the cereal bowl. She calls 911. They get him to the hospital. He was with the military. They took him to a local facility here in the Tacoma, Washington area. And by golly, they checked him. And one of the doctors came out and said, your husband is just fine, ma'am. He's been given too much medication. Tell me what he's on. The man was getting prescription levels that were far too high. One, he was a more mature individual. His body system was fairly efficient. This wasn't an obese man. Nobody was checking on it. They were giving him such high dosages that he lost consciousness. It was just an incredible experience. And so this physician, they were fortunate. He said, let me look at the medications. He said he shouldn't be on this, he shouldn't be on that. And I guess he was on something like 10 medications. And he said, well, just cut this down, let's try this. And he eliminated a substantial amount of them. And
there
I think that it is really a challenge because so many times if people have elderly members of the family, you can't treat an elderly member the same way that you would treat someone that is in their 20s or 30s. Their body metabolizes things differently. And there's all of these issues, and I really think it's a challenge because people do need to question, and I really think your suggestions of the questions to ask are very important. I know of a woman that's been taking Coumadin for 24 years.
Oh, my goodness.
24 years. The prescription has just been handed to her 24 years. That is a rat poison. That is a poison.
Wow.
It is highly toxic. Maybe it's pickled her. She's taking it for so long. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
but, you know, it's just
my
it's
word.
Really amazing.
You know, I think that what happens in everything, that probably is the key issue, is so many of the things that you've said, is that the idea that, if you know, most of the time I think what happens is that people have this perception, unfortunately, and most doctors really don't like it, that the doctor knows everything. The doctor is a specialist in the entire world. He's got every, you know, he's like a walking encyclopedia or something, or he or she, which is not even fair, but let alone not true. And there are so, you know, and you know, Donna, we know that everyone in this life that we know has made all the complex decisions about every other aspect of their life except when it comes to this. Most people, for whatever reason, are just thinking, oh, my God, I wouldn't know what to do. It's my doctor who's trained in all of this. I'm not sure what to ask, or waiting too long. You know, doctors have a phenomenal role. You know, our medical community is incredible for emergency care, for crisis care, infectious disease, and some surgeries. But they have no training at all in prevention. Most pharmacists have no training in addiction, imagine, and how we need to look, you know, with and simple things that most people don't know to unravel. It's like sometimes you have such a big problem, everybody kind of ignores it because they don't know where to even start. Well,
right.
The basic thing is these issues, all of them have a lot simpler answers, not to suggest it won't be a lot of hard work to get to the point of where we need to get to. But until everyone takes that first step in realizing that we need to know more about why, half the time, if somebody's going to the doctor and they've got, you know, 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 prescriptions, they shouldn't even be going in there by themselves. They should have somebody in their family or somebody they trust that really can relate, that's not afraid to speak up, a list of questions, go in there with them and the doctor and get down to the part. We say, I want an absolute review of all my medications and why I'm taking them. I need a review today, or set up an appointment for that specifically. Pharmacists are incredibly helpful in these kinds of situations because they really do have the knowledge.
Yes,
but
they
do. The most important thing is, what do we do to help ourselves, and where has that role been abandoned, and why have we allowed anyone else to take such complete charge of making our decisions for us? You know, it's like the doctor can only be an advisor, like an attorney, like a plumber or electrician, for that matter, with all respect to the different things that can happen if you don't have the right one of any one of those. But they can't make your decisions for you, and yet that's what we're allowing them to do. And I think it's just an innocent thing on people's part that you just don't know. There's a heck of a lot more that you can actually do to challenge that decision, and or at least to have a good round discussion. Of course, if you have a doctor who doesn't want to answer questions, who thinks anything you say to him or her is a bunch of malarkey because they're the doctor, change your doctor. There's plenty of incredibly beautiful, amazing people out there, including other holistic primary care physicians that were trained in the medical and now are naturopaths or homeopaths that can give you a world of opportunity to get to baseline. And that's the key, getting back to your body's own baseline, but detoxifying, getting some of these products out of your system, and this necessary help to get there in order to finally get to the point where you can start to see the first opportunity to look forward. And now you know. And the more your mind is clear from some of the stuff you're taking today, which happens, the better that your life is going to be and the more decisions, real prudent decisions you're going to be able to make.
Lou, I want to ask you a question, and you may or may not be able to answer this. Mm-hmm. But with my family member's situation about this one medication that was so expensive, when the individual discovered that this medication was causing an allergy, of course, they stopped, and they had all of this medicine available. Mm-hmm. This individual posed a question, where can we take this? There may be someone that could benefit from this. I mean, you're talking about a prescription that's $700, and only maybe a quarter of it was used. It's all sealed. And I said, okay, let me see what I can find out. So I went to a local pharmacist, and I found out he didn't really know. He said, well, take your pharmaceutical and put it in a baggie along with some coffee grounds and throw it out. And I thought, what? He then said, take it to your police department or your fire department, and they will take in drugs. And I thought, something's wrong here. How many people are dropping drugs down the toilet, flushing it down the sink? This all goes into our water system, and this is a major problem. And drugs are excreted through urine and fecal matter, and of course, even with sewage processing, they don't have the system to be able to take care of that. Do you know how people can dispose of drugs? Like I said, I thought I'd pose this question because it's come into my life, and I'm going, wow, I'll ask Lou.
You know, there are outpatient areas, clinics that sometimes can recycle a drug product as long as it's sealed. You know, if it comes in one of the typical cards where it's not open, an open bottle of some sort, they can sometimes utilize them. The law is very particular about that part of it. Most of what happens in, and again, I think one of the things that was most important, never, ever, ever put it in anywhere where it's going to go into the water supply. Flushing it down the toilet is not a cool thing to do. Trying to help somebody, sometimes there are support areas where you have medical centers, hospice care, where sometimes those drug products can be used. It's a very, it's kind of a touchy area, and sometimes it's county to county, let alone city by city or state by state, to what the law says about then redispensing it. And that sometimes is a problem, as much as we say, hey, somebody else may be able to use this and may work for them. In the hospice end of it, that's usually where they are more likely to give medication that they're not going to give the general population for somebody that's healthy. And sometimes those are the prudent things to do. But disposing them in any of the ways that you said is what we see happening more often. What we have anytime we do our deal, honestly, if there's any leftover medicine, antibiotics, or whatever the case may be, I literally take them in a fire pit and burn them. I mean, you know, that's one way to get rid of them where the compounds are completely destroyed. They're not going in the water. It's not going in the land. It's not being buried or any of that kind of stuff. So I think there's more that is needed to bring facility together for that very question. And that's an excellent question that's still not completely answered. But that's what we personally do. We literally destroy those things. So there's no way to, first of all, the reason why we do is because we don't want anybody using them, inappropriately. There are people who grab drugs out of the garbage or whatever, and they go and sell them on the street. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what they are. And there are plenty of people who will buy them that way. So it's a very serious situation that is really not completely answered and or structured, but that's what we personally do. And we don't use a lot of it anyway, so in our family, it's like, oh, my goodness gracious, before, I can't remember the last time even using antibiotics. I have a whole different approach to what I do before we even get to the point of where I'm feeling that I need one. Mm-hmm. So it's been a very long time. But that's what we basically tell everybody to do. And it's our family all does the same thing. Put it in a fire pit, burn it up. There's no possibility of it doing any harm anywhere, and it's completely destroyed.
You have mentioned something here that is very significant, and that is the fact that there are those that rummage through the garbage. And if they are, let's say, around an environment where there are individuals that they know are on medication, they will steal it. There is an addiction problem that we have in the United States. And by the way, thank you for those suggestions, because that's a very good thing. And I'm going to be checking within our community to find out more information, because I really wasn't happy with the pharmacist's response. But this issue regarding the use of prescription drugs. Now, it has really been a shocker for me to find out that in the United States, we basically are taking two-thirds of the pharmaceutical drugs that are distributed throughout the world. And that that's a pretty heavy statement. And what
horrendous.
I mean, it's just amazing. And the sad outcome of this is that we have so many young people. We have a major problem here in the state of Washington, because there are so many of our youth that are stealing medications out of their family's medicine cabinets or wherever it's stored, and they are using this. And the detrimental effects are huge. And I was amazed to find out that in the prescription drug market, underground, the black market, I'll use that description, by golly, it is just thriving.
Oh,
absolutely
crazy.
Thriving.
You know,
that's incredible.
It is. You know, we take a look at the people aspire to certain things happening, and of course, it's not been uncommon in the United States for people to subscribe to all sorts of mind-altering things and drugs to get you high or get you feeling, you know, whatever. And the other statistic that is just as bad is that if in the world someone is taking a combination of either Vicodin or OxyContin and antidepressants, either one of those two, and you know, even one of the two opiates and an antidepressive, in the world, 86% of the time, it's someone here in the United States. The OxyContin epidemic it has been called now the epidemic of the 21st century, because the CDC has recently reported that for the very first time in history in the United States, prescription opiate drugs are more responsible for automobile accidents than alcohol or any other texting or whatever the heck people are doing. That's kind of stupid stuff to do. But Oxy and Vicodin primarily seem to be the two that are most abused. And when you look at perfectly innocent people who maybe just gone and get, you know, a dental repair, are getting Vicodin automatically without any consequence, let alone all the other reasons why people go to get them. The underground part of it is so horrendous that we know of stories of a lot of people who are in police departments around the country, and we heard one recently in California where they said that there was a felon, a convicted felon who had been just gotten out of prison a year or so ago, who had been a major drug dealer, and he came out, and he, you know, basically, they found out he was involved in peddling OxyContin and Vicodin, and he was at a point where he was making something crazy, like $150,000 every 2 days, or some other crazy number. And the reason why it's to them it's much better is that, you know, the drugs are legal. People taking them. We asked, you know, big surveys. We do a lot in getting people off of these products with our Tarpeyson products. But the surveys that went out to young people, as to why are you doing these kinds of products to get high, as opposed to, you know, the stuff that's on the street, which is not, you know, it's like in one aspect you want them to take the stuff off the street, as opposed to, you know, what's happening as far as scripts go. And every one of them, 90-something percent, said the reason that I'm using those to get high as opposed to anything else that I can get off the street is because, look, I have, my mother got that prescription, or my grandmother, or my aunt, my uncle, my next-door neighbor, from our family doctor, from our local pharmacy. We figured it's the safest way to get high and not have to worry about getting busted for illegal drugs. And for the first time in history, which is probably one of the most startling statistics in terms of the workplace, for the first time in history, there are more opiate, narcotic pain medicines being abused in the workplace than all illegal drugs combined. For the first time in U.S. history, in the last year and a half or 2 years, that is coming out of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and a whole bunch. OSHA, I think, has got a report. I don't know. I think the FDA may even have a report on it. But for the very first time in history, more abused in the workplace, opiate pain medicines than any of, and all of other illegal drugs combined. So this connection between the black market, what's happening, the amount of dollars people are getting high on scripted drugs. One of the reasons why that occurred is that when you took these pills whole, they would have some sustaining action that would release them to whatever degree in a slower fashion when you take it the whole pill eternally. Somebody discovered that when you crush them, you can get high as a kite immediately. And that's where the whole addiction piece came from. I mean, you know, we're hearing all kinds of different combination things called bath salts and every other conceivable thing. And I think that the thing that's really the most prevalent is when you think of how many people's lives are not connected to something that is joyful, they're really aspiring and getting to the point of their goals, having aspirations, having, you know, understanding what a gift every day of life is, and people are just escaping and they're getting into situations which are so addictive that there's no way that they're just going to be able to get off unless they have help. And most of the time, initially, people who are just hardworking people went to a doctor, they had an issue, instead of getting, you know, some low dose of some moderate amount of pain medicine, they got this super-duper, you know, Oxy or Vicodin or something. If they're addictive personalities, it's worse, but these products are incredibly addictive. And so all of these are all tied into exactly what happens in our country, where we are as a society. And the shame of it is these are not only just getting people high, they're destroying people's lives. They're both from a point of financial and you know, physical, spiritual, but also from a point of being able to have, you know, go, you know, getting to work. And the other side of it that's really scary and unfortunate is that the internal organs have to process all these chemicals. It spends so much time trying to get rid of what you just put in your body. It has absolutely very little time to do all the necessary repairs to keep your organs and everything healthy. And we're getting organ damage and a lot more strokes at younger ages and heart attacks and all sorts of things where people are falling over with all these terrible things at much 20 years younger but per capita than it used to be even 5 or 6 years ago. You see, the scary part of it is if we don't have an enriched life, if people's dreams have already been dashed because the economy is in such a state of disrepair, and take a look at all the political things going on and some of these people walking across the stage on television, I'm not sure about who wants to vote for any of them, but with all love and respect, we have to reengage in what used to be the things that all young people love doing. You know, who goes hiking and biking and sports, picked up something they love so much they can't wait to get to it, being encouraged and inspired to just enjoy the most vibrant part of their life instead of to kind of tuning out, getting high, thinking it's just going to be a momentary thing and then I'll be cool. I've got to get a little edge up because I'm taking an exam, and wind up so addictive that they're, the next thing you know, and it isn't, this is, and this unfortunately has actually occurred, that now I'm going to go into the local pharmacy and I'm going to shoot the pharmacist and whoever's in there just so I can steal the drugs. I mean,
yes,
that is
here,
so crazy.
Locally.
Yeah. And I think if we didn't know that it was, yeah, and if we didn't know that was actually happening, you would think that we were making a big story up. But it's not like, what are you guys, nuts? And that's exactly what's going on, those kinds of things that are taking people from one point of total sobriety into a very murky kind of area, and then who's losing their life or their liberty because they couldn't get a hold of this deep slide that they were on with these kinds of narcotic, legal, unfortunately, prescription medications.
Lou, this has just been absolutely marvelous. We've covered some very significant topics. It's a delight having you as a guest always. Your company is Topical Biomedics. Your products, Toprasen, are absolutely marvelous. Our family uses it. I have a number of friends. It's just a joy being able to share your knowledge with my listeners. I always learn something myself whenever I have you on the air. And I want people to know that they can go to topicalbiomedics.com, T-O-P-I-C-A-L, biomedics.com. You have a fabulous newsletter that goes out with all kinds of awesome, awesome health information. And I know that you're just busier than a one-armed paper hanger. I'm so delighted you were able to take time out of your busy schedule to be with me today. And well, people, if they want to call into the company, what is your number, Lou?
Our telephone number at the company is a toll-free number, 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. And we've changed our website over to our Toprasen website now. So if anybody wants to find out more information, just go to Toprasen, T as in Tom, Toprisin.com. And I believe if you've told these folks at our company that you heard it on the Donna Sebo show, they will show their kindness and love and respect for you by giving you a really super-duper discount as well. So anything we can do to help people who are in pain, who want to get off those pain meds, who want to feel better and finally get to the point where their pain is behind them and their life is back in their hands, this is the kind of work that we do at Topical Biomedics and Toprasen products. So can't thank you enough, Donna, for the privilege of having the opportunity to be here with you and sharing this with your audience. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Lou. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasen, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasen relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasen and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you.
We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone number, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Well, John Pekas is going to be on the air with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about his fictitious novel that's based on fact. How many of us have heard stories about engines that can run without gasoline? That we can utilize energy in a way and manner that is going to be, one, cost-effective, and we wouldn't have to involve ourselves in a great deal of expense on any level? Well, I think we've all heard stories about that. Well, this is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And then on Friday, we're going to have Russell Targ as a guest. Russell is a world-renowned expert when it comes to dealing with remote viewing. And this book, The Reality of ESP, that we're going to be discussing on Friday, is really quite fascinating because this was a guy who was a total skeptic. He's worked for the CIA. He's worked in all kinds of different military capacities and environments in this research. And he says, it's fact, folks. And I know that it is fact. And I'm sure many of you do, too. But anyway, that's what's coming up this week. I hope you will join us and give me a buzz. If you would like to chat, 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a little bit of trivia with you. Every generation has things that they value. And it's fun when you go through history, when you see what was valued at certain points in time and what is no longer valued in that particular level, as it may have been in the past. And there was a time, I found out about some of these items, and some of these you may already know about, but salt. We all take it for granted, don't we? How many types of salt do we have? Well, in my cupboard, I've got black salt, I've got pink salt, I've got Himalayan salt, I've got sea salt, I have regular salt. So that's five. Well, there are so many different types of salt. You can get salt with flavorings. You can get this kind of salt, that kind of salt. Salt is vitally necessary for health. There are animals like cows. Salt licks will be put out. Whenever they need salt, they go get them. Elephants in the wild have their mineral salt licks that they will seek out because that enables them to stay well. Animals know how to find those components in nature that have salt in them so that they can stay well. Salt is extremely important. If there is an emergency, you get an IV, salt is part of that. Sugar, salt, and water will keep someone alive and hydrate the body. That is a fact. That is not something made up. It works. In fact, if you're ever out in a real hot environment, we're in summer now, and if you're in high temperatures, always make sure you have a container of water, add a teaspoon of salt to it, and add maybe a teaspoon or two of plain ordinary sugar to it. Shake it up, carry it with you. You won't pass out. You won't have a stroke because you're being hydrated. Very important to remember. Well, there was a time that salt was worth its weight in gold. That's right. People were paid not with money, but with salt because it was such a precious commodity. Why? It was very, very difficult to get to. Very, very difficult to transport. We take so much for granted today. Tulips. In 1637, one tulip bulb was considered so precious, it was 10 times an average annual salary, whatever that was. I have no idea what that was. But a tulip was that precious pepper. Pepper is a spice that was highly desirable. And in Rome, in the 400s, 1 ton of peppercorns was part of a ransom to ensure Rome's safety. Now, can you visualize that? That's how valuable pepper was. It's an incredible spice. And then, trade beads. We've all heard about Indians accepting beads, trading whatever they have for them. Well, in Europe, a handful of beads could buy you one slave. Think about that. In that situation, one handful of beads. The Italians were known for their glass beads. There's phenomenal history with this. And an ostrich plume. In 1903, an ostrich plume was worth twice its weight in gold. Very rare, highly prized. And in the early 1800s in Haiti, and Haiti has obviously been in the news because of the devastation they've gone through, one gourd was worth 20 pigs. And we may say to ourselves, how in the world is that the case? And then you had silk. One bolt of silk during the Han Dynasty, which is 206 BC, was equivalent to 1 year's taxes. That's how precious it was. The Chinese, for a long, long time, hid the fact about how silk came about until eventually the secret was exported out, and then other countries were able to start using it. But silk is just a phenomenal, phenomenal product. It's absolutely amazing. And then air travel. Let's move up into the 1930s. In fact, 1939, in the United States, the first round-trip ticket from New York to France was the equivalent to the price of a car, a brand-new car at that time. And you know what? Online connectivity everywhere. 1991, 1 hour online time. Now think about it relative to today. 1 hour online time in 1991 was equivalent to several hours of wages at minimum wage here and everywhere. Look at what we have experienced since then. Just a few items to let you know how times change, experiences change with people, and we move on from there. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, on to pasta tortellini salad. I wasn't able to get it to you yesterday, so I'll give you that recipe when we come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. 6008. Okay, and the pasta tortellini salad. The weather is getting warmer, and yes, in the Pacific Northwest, the sun actually has come out today. I think we're going to get all the way up to the wonderfully balmy temperature of 70 degrees. Woohoo! We can hardly wait. We've had so much rain and so much gray, we wondered if we were actually going to end up having a summer this year, and apparently the sun god decided, yes, I'll beam down on you a little bit in the Pacific Northwest. You deserve it. So, this kind of a dish is wonderful. If you're like so many people that I know, you're getting together for barbecues, you're wanting to take something that maybe is a little bit different in flavor, and something that people can enjoy. And this is something you can even do extra stuff with. So I'm going to give you the basic recipe, and then if you want to add to it or take anything away, just know you can do that. And your imagination when it comes to cooking is always a wonderful thing to use. And don't be afraid to try something different, maybe taking a portion of this and doing a little bit of something unique. But this is how it goes. You're going to need a package of refrigerated cheese tortellini. You're going to need 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup of champagne vinegar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh oregano, clove of garlic, and you want to mince that, 1/4 teaspoon of salt and pepper, 1 can of artichoke hearts, and you want to drain those and quarter them. And I'll tell you something, if you get the artichoke hearts, and you can get them in water, and you can get them in olive oil. So what you want to do is decide what you prefer, because there is going to be a bit of a different taste. To get it in the olive oil, save the oil. If you're going to drain it, save the oil, because it'll make a wonderful dressing. You can make a dressing for another salad, having a terrific flavor. You need 1 cup of grape tomatoes. If you don't have grape tomatoes, just cut up your tomatoes. And I would suggest scooping out the seed and the moist interior and chopping up the meat of the tomato so that it's 1 cup. And you need 1 cup of sliced pepperoni, 1 cup of cherry-sized mozzarella balls, and 1/2 cup of pitted Kalamata olives. And again, if you don't like those olives, use another one. And then you need 1/2 cup of packed fresh basil leaves. And this is so simple. I mean, it's really simple. You cook your tortellini according to the package directions, drain it, rinse it under cool water, and it'll bring it down so that it's not sticky. And then in a large serving bowl, you whisk your oil with your vinegar, your lemon juice, oregano, garlic, salt, and pepper. Then, and you can mix this ahead of time. You can make the dressing ahead of time. Then your tortellini and your artichoke hearts, your tomatoes, your pepperoni, your mozzarella balls, your olives, your basil, put it all together, mix it, toss it, and then put it in a container if you're going to be going to a picnic or something like that. This just travels magnificently, and the pasta absorbs the flavor. And what I would say to you is that if you wanted to have a different flavor with your cheeses, or you can mix mozzarella, make it 1/2 mozzarella balls with some cubes of provolone cheese. If you wanted to substitute another meat, like a salami, if you didn't particularly care for pepperoni, your Italian meats are wonderfully flavorful. And you have so many choices. And it really is fun to work with. And if you don't want meat, then just add extra cheese. There's a lot of people that don't care for that kind of meat at all. But if you don't want the meat, add extra cheese. Again, you can add something a little bit different to it, and you are going to have, you can have a vegetarian version, and you can have the version with the meat. But it really is good. My goodness, we are out of time. It has been a wonderful show. I encourage you to really be aware that if you have any pharmaceutical prescriptions, Luke Paradise and I were talking about that, find out from your local community how you can dispose of them so it does not go in to the water. And if there are medical clinics that can use the medicines that are no longer needed by a member of your family or maybe yourself, see where you go to dispose of them. Please don't mix it in with coffee grounds and dump it in your dumpster. It is not a good thing. You don't want that going into the water table by any chance. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Thank you so much for being with me today. I look forward to sharing with you a bit of science and fantasy tomorrow, right here, same time, same place on the Donna Sebo Show. Have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.